This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House has released an update on President Donald Trump's health condition 2 days after he was released from the hospital. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
His physician, Dr. Sean Conley, says during his examination, President Trump said he is feeling great. Conley's examination shows his patient has been coronavirus symptom-free for over 24 hours, and his oxygen saturation level and respiratory rate were normal. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president is ready to get back to the office.
We're looking at his prognosis from a health standpoint. He wanted to go to the Oval yesterday.
And when the president does return,
we've got safety protocols there that are not only from a PPE standpoint, but from a ventilation standpoint in the Oval, where we can actually work to that end as well.
One of the president's closest advisors, Stephen Miller, has tested positive. More than a dozen White House staffers in all have tested positive. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, meet in a debate in a few hours that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. AP's Julie Walker reports.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Kenyan court has found two men guilty for their roles in the deadly 2013 terrorist attack inside Nairobi's Westgate Mall. Mohamed Yusuf reports.
Kenyan authorities arrested four men in 2013 for allegedly playing roles in the Westgate Mall attack. One was released in January 2019. The other three were in a Nairobi court Wednesday to listen to the verdict of Judge Francis Andayi. Andayi found Mohamed Abdi and Hussein Mustafa guilty, while Liban Abdullahi was acquitted due to lack of evidence.
I am, however, satisfied that the prosecution has proved its case against the first and fourth accused persons on the respective charges facing them herein beyond a reasonable doubt. I find them guilty and convict them accordingly.
Gunmen stormed the busy mall one Saturday in September 2013 and opened fire, killing at least 67 people and injuring more than 150 others. The judge will sentence the convicts later this month. The two men are facing jail time of up to 20 years. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Justice Department has unsealed charges against two Islamic State militants from Britain, accusing them of carrying out a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other acts of violence in Syria. El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Cote are two of four men dubbed the Beatles by their hostages because of their British accents. Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the two Islamic State militants have been indicted for allegedly carrying out a gruesome campaign of torture that included beheadings and violence against Western hostages.
The defendants are charged with terrorism offenses related to hostage taking and killing of four Americans, as well as citizens of Great Britain and Japan.
The charges are a milestone in a years-long effort by U.S. authorities to bring to justice members of the group known for beheadings and barbaric treatment of anyone they captured, including journalists and other hostages in Syria. French scientist Emmanuel Charpentier and American Jennifer A. Doudna have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing a method of genome editing known as CRISPR. Emmanuel Charpentier says that she hopes her win inspires others.
Specifically to the young fellows, the young girls who would like to follow the path of science.
The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and a prize of $1.1 million. The money was increased recently to adjust for inflation. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.